Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. What a great thing it is to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And I always count it a privilege to come to church. Some people think it's a responsibility or whatever, but to me, it's a privilege. God has allowed me to be in His presence. He didn't have to do that, but I'm thankful that He did. I'm thankful that one day He went to a cross. He died. And when He died, the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. And it ushered us in to the glorious, awesome Shekinah glory of the Lord, where we can come and feel what we're feeling today. Amen. What an awesome God He is. Amen. Thank you, Brother Greeley. It's just an honor to stand in this pulpit today. We have known the Greeleys since that first Sunday they came, and have appreciated them and their walk with the Lord, their dedication to God, and thank the Lord that they moved to this area following the call of God. And you have a great pastor, a great church, a great family. Praise God. And we appreciate them. Praise God. I always like to get with the kids before service. Amen. And I've created a monster in Rachel. Amen. I introduced her to these. These are Grandpa Tickle Bugs. And so all service, she was sitting back there. Amen. What a privilege it is. Kids are awesome, aren't they? Amen. Kids are awesome. From the moment your pastor had asked me to come and minister here this Sunday, we've been excited about it. We've sought the Lord. It was almost instantaneous when he asked me that the Lord, he doesn't do this all the time with me, but this time he dropped a thought almost instantly in my mind for this service today. I pray that I can deliver it to you. I pray that you would receive it. And I pray that every single one of us, before we leave here today, will leave different. God didn't come to this house today just to check off a box and say, I attended their service. But it is so true where the Bible says where two or three are gathered together. And it's a scripture that we kind of use when there's only a few people there, but it's really not that. If we can come in the name of the Lord, I've come in His name today, have you? The Bible says if two or three of us can come in His name, He, God Almighty, will be in the midst of us. And He's in the midst of us today, walking up and down these aisles, in between every pew, saying, is there anything you need from me today? Is there anything I can do to help your life today? Amen. That's the God that's here with us today, and He wants to minister to us. Amen. Before we leave this building this morning, amen. I love to preach. I love to preach. Amen. And I will try to be on my best behavior. Amen. My wife is just shaking her head. It'll never happen. I honor your pastor's pulpit here, and I will try to do my best. Amen. Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3. Beginning in verse number 1 through verse number 5. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest the Levites bearing it. Then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. That's about, in our measurement today, about 3/4 of a mile. There shall be a space between you. Come not near unto it. Now, God is not trying to hold people away from him by that statement. But look at the conclusion of what he was saying. He said, come not near unto it, comma, that ye may know. Everybody say no. That ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Amen. I want to try to preach this morning from this subject. I'll show you. I'll show you. Just raise your hands and praise him today. Ask the Lord to minister into your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, help us today, Lord. We give you honor and glory and praise, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. You can be seated. The Living Bible said, tomorrow the Lord will do a great miracle. The Message Bible records it this way, sanctify yourselves. Tomorrow God will work miracle wonders among you. Amen. Just as we read in our scripture text that Israel was about to pass into territories and experiences that they had never seen or been in before, I believe and feel that we, the Apostolic Church of today, more specifically, the Apostolic Lighthouse, are also about to pass into territories and experiences that you have never seen or been in before. I believe God is on the move. I believe that this place where you are today, amen, will not be able to hold what God has in store for this church in this hour, in this day. I believe we are about to see an unparalleled outpouring of the Holy Ghost among us. I believe that the Lord is speaking to this church the same as he spoke to the early church in the New Testament in the book of Acts. He said, for I am with you. Now everybody ought to get excited with that. I mean to tell you, if you know I'm a great sports fan. Amen. And, you know, you might not know, but I'm a huge Buffalo Bills fan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can shout on that. But if Josh Allen was here today and he would be with us, there'd be some people that get excited. Amen. Well, the Bible said and Acts said and God said to us, for I am with you. I'm not only with you, he said, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. Nobody's going to stop you. Nobody's going to come, amen, and put you down. But I'm with you. Nobody's going to be there. I'm greater than everybody. And then he said, for I have much people in this city. Does anybody believe that today? We need to have it recorded about us, what they recorded about the early church, that they turned their world upside down. It's time we took back from the enemy what he's taken from us, church. It's time we stood and became and let everybody know who we are. We're not just some ragtag group of people. We're not somebody from the other side of the tracks or a cult. We are the people of God. Amen. We're born by His Spirit, washed in His blood. Amen. Sanctified. Amen. We're God's people. And we need to let people know, I'm not ashamed of my God. I'm not ashamed to praise my God. I'm not ashamed to worship my God. I'm not ashamed to lift up the name that's above every name today. It started with the 120 on the day of Pentecost in an upper room when they received the Holy Ghost. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there is a time for everything. There's a season for everything. The Ecclesiastes says a time to be born, a time to die, a time to dance, a time to shout. All this, there's a time, and God has a time clock on this church. And I believe that your time is fully come. Amen. God is about to do something phenomenal. Amen. In this area. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Again, if two or three are gathered in His name, if we can get on the same mind, in the same frame, amen, God can do anything today. Amen. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat on half of them, on part of them. The Bible says, and it sat on each of them. I declare unto you, amen, by the power of the Lord, amen, that everybody today, everybody in this room today that so desires can walk out of here baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus and filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. You don't need to wait for an altar call. You don't need to wait for a special invitation. If you feel God moving on your heart, amen, right where you are, just raise your hands. You're not going to disturb me. You're not going to disturb this church. Amen. But if you feel it, raise your hands and begin to glorify God. And God can baptize you with the gift of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Later that day, Peter preached, and 3,000 were saved. A little while later, we see 5,000 being saved. Then we see Cornelius and his whole household was saved. I declare to you that whole families can be saved in this day. We don't need just a mom or a dad or a son or a daughter, but whole families can be saved in this day. We read in Acts also, when Paul and Silas were jailed and God delivered them, that the jailer and his whole household were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Bible says that the Lord, not me, not Pastor Greeley, not the UPCI, but the Lord added to the church daily. Such as should be saved. People ought to be saved on Sunday. They ought to be saved on Monday. They ought to be filled with the Holy Ghost on Tuesday. The baptismal ought to be used on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. Because God is desiring to save daily. There are people that are crying outside the church doors, even at this time. God, send somebody to me. God, I'm not happy with my life. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. Not my word. This is His word. We're living in the last days. We know that. And He said, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Everybody can receive the Holy Ghost. Anybody can receive the Holy Ghost. It's not for a select group. But God said, I'm going to pour my Spirit out upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And He didn't stop there. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord shall come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever... I don't know about you, but I'm glad I was a whosoever. I'm glad I'm still a whosoever. I might not be known by anybody in this world, but I'm known by God. He said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hear me today. Jesus is not only going to save. You say, what else is there? Well, I'm about to tell you. He's not only going to save, but I believe, just as He said in Joel 2, that He is going to restore. Haters and detractors of the church are going to find a place in God. Somebody giving you trouble, you just pray on them. You just love them. You just tell them that God loves them. You don't have to fight them. You don't have to argue with them. You don't have to debate with them. You just love them. Amen. And God's Spirit, amen, can reach where you can't reach. I believe haters and detractors of the church are going to come running to God. And I don't know about your church. You're real holy and spiritual. But at my church, we've got backsliders. Part of God's restoration in this day is, I believe, God is going to bring backsliders back into the church again. I also believe that God, amen, is going to bring prodigals, and they're going to come home to Him. I believe one service, you're going to be sitting here and a prodigal will walk through those doors and find their way to an altar because God is doing a great work. He said, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. I'm not just going to tell you, but I'm going to show you what I can do. Just as the prodigal son came to himself and repented and made his way home. Moms and dads, don't quit praying for your prodigal. Amen. Brothers and sisters, don't quit praying for your prodigal. Apostolic Lighthouse, don't quit praying for your prodigals. Amen. Because God, every day Dad prayed, and that prayer reached to where he was, and in a pig pen he said, I've got to get back to my Father's house. They're out there. They're feeling God's presence. God is drawing their lives. He said through Isaiah, in Isaiah 41, reading from the New Living Translation, he was speaking to us, the church, in the future. And he said, you, that's us. Understand, that's us. You will be a new threshing instrument with many sharp teeth. Just not, you know, doing that to say something, but he had a purpose. He said, you're going to be a new threshing instrument with many sharp teeth. Why? You will tear your enemies apart. I'm not going to do it through debate. I'm not going to do it through the law system. But I'm going to do it through the Spirit. Amen. I'm going to tear my enemy apart. Amen. He's come after me. But I come, like David said, in the name of the Lord of hosts. You come to me with sword and spear and shield, but I've got the name. It's a name that's above every name. It's a name that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. It's the name that's all powerful. It's the name of Jesus. And I'm going to tear my enemy apart through the name and through prayer and through praise and through worship. Now, there's two times you'll see me get excited. One is when I hit the game-winning hit in softball. You look at me like I'm crazy. I'm still playing. You guys that are younger than me and say I can't do it, get off it. Get active. You'll see me get excited. But the other place you'll see me get excited is in the house of God. I'm not like your pastor and he gets out there and every rally service and every service he's dancing the aisles and running and shouting. I don't get excited like that, but that doesn't mean I'm not excited. Everybody's not the same. We categorize people too much, and we say, if you don't do this, this, or this, then you're not with it. No, I'm sorry. Amen. Worship comes from here. Praise comes from here. Amen. With my mouth, with my whole heart, I'm going to praise Him.
And if I dance the aisles, that's great. But if I sit in my row and just tap my toe and raise my hand, it's still praise. And God said, I'm going to make you an instrument, and you're going to defeat your enemy through praise and through worship.
He said, you'll toss them. You're going to make them chaff of the mountains. You'll toss them into the air. And the wind will blow them all away. A whirlwind will scatter them. I heard somebody, this must have been Sister Greeley, say this morning, she's not feeling well and others got problems and you're wondering this and that and the other thing. Give it to the Lord. I didn't bring my problems in when I walked through that door today. Although they're still there, they're in the background. Because the Bible says, I'm going to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. I'm facing some severe problems. You don't need to know about them, but you just need to know they're there. We're not exempt from Him, but I can come into His house and I can praise Him and I can glorify Him. I'm not going to let them shut me down. I'm not going to let them stop my praise, but I'm going to glorify the name of the Lord God Almighty. He'll toss them in the air. The wind will blow them away. The whirlwind will scatter them. And then when you see it's the Lord, not me, I can do something to figure my problems out, but I can't do it all. But when I step back and say, here it is, God. And I see it's the Lord that's taking care of it. The Bible says when the Lord takes care of it, then you will rejoice in the Lord. And then he talks about the poor. He says when the poor and needy, those that are searching and hungry, those that need God in a desperate way, when the poor and needy search for water and there is none, and their tongues are parched from thirst, then I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will never abandon them. I will open up rivers for them on the high plateaus. I will give them fountains of water in the valley. I will fill the desert with pools of water. Rivers fed by springs will flow across the parched ground. I am doing this so all who see this miracle will understand what it means. And what is that? That it is the Lord who has done this. It is the Holy One of Israel who has created it. I can praise with you. I can worship with you. I can encourage you. But what you need is from the Lord today. And if you allow Him, God will touch you. And you'll say, it's the Lord that touched me. Oh, let's worship Him today. Come on, let's praise the name of the Lord. I consider myself to be a smart man. That's what I consider. But one thing I do is I always forget how long I get to preaching. I'm so thankful to be an apostolic today. I'm thankful for Acts 2:38 salvation. If you don't know what God can do for you, just listen here. The Bible says that when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, he preached Jesus to them, and they were pricked in their hearts, and they said, "What must we do to be saved?" Peter said, "Repent." That's the first step towards salvation. Tell God how sorry you are. Tell God you want to change your life. You can't change what you did, but you can sure tell Him, "I'm sorry for what I did," and He'll forgive you of it. Be baptized in the name of Jesus. And I believe if you want to be baptized today, amen, that Pastor Greeley, amen, will take you to water and He'll baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And God will wash away every sin that's in your life, never to be remembered in this life nor in the life to come. The last part of it says, you shall be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. I'm thankful for salvation. I'm thankful for our holiness standards. As the world is changing and wanting us to become more and more like them, I'm thankful, amen, that God has placed in my heart a desire, amen, not to become more like the world, because they say if you become more like them, you're more apt to reach them. No. I want to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like Him. I'm thankful for our worship. And I'm thankful we've been grafted into the true vine and are God's people. For the Lord said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into this marvelous light." They say, "Why do you get so excited?" Well, when they hit a home run at Yankee Stadium, they all stand up and cheer. When they throw a touchdown in a football stadium, they all go crazy. Amen. But you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. He picked me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. And now in my heart, there's joy and peace and singing for the Lord. I'm thankful that we have the power and anointing of God. I'm thankful that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Wait a minute. It does not say that nothing is going to be formed against us. It says when it's formed against us, it shall not prosper. But in our scripture text, and I know I must hurry, in our scripture text, the Lord through Joshua had told the people that He was going to lead them to a place that they never been before. That's awesome. That's great. That's exciting. And I believe that the Lord is saying the same thing to Apostolic Lighthouse today. That He is going to take you places that you have never been before. But there was one caveat. One thing they had to do first. Joshua, after telling them that, they had to get up from where they were and follow the Lord. We'll never see the awesome outpouring of the Holy Ghost if we always stay where we're at. "But I'm comfortable." No, get out of your comfortableness. The ark is in front of you. the presence of the Lord is leading the way. He said, if you'll follow me, I'll take you to places that you've never been before. I believe that God is going to do more than try to tell some of you. He is going to use you. I believe that He is going to show you. You do not have a predetermined picture of what God is about to do in your life. You do not have a point of reference of what God is about to do. You need to get rid of all of your preconceived ideas, and you need to reach to those things which are before you. God is going to do something that He has not done before in your life. You have never seen what the Lord is going to do in your life. For He's saying, I'm not only going to tell you, but I'm going to show you. I can show you better than I can tell you, He said. Habakkuk chapter 1 said, behold, ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously. In other words, he's saying, you're living among people that are unrighteous. We're not some Jim Jones cult that has gathered ourselves apart from everybody else. We are not part of this world. But we are in the world, and we're in the world, amen, that we can let our light shine. We need to let people see God in us, and they will glorify the Lord. He said, you're living among them, and I'm going to do marvelous for you. He said, for I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. Who was speaking here? It was God. It was God who was saying it, not some man, not the UPCI, not Pastor Greeley, not Brother Darren Dyke, not me. It was God, the same one who in the beginning said, let there be light, and there was light. The same one who with his own hands took the dust of the ground and formed man and then breathed his own breath into him and man became a living soul. I'm not talking about some weak or powerless being. I'm talking about God Almighty today. God is the one that said, I'll show you. God is the one that said, I'm taking you to new places. God is the one that said, put your trust in me. God is the one that said, I'll work it out for you. God is the one that said, I can bring the answer to your life. God is the one that said, if you'll trust me, everything will be fine. Why could he do that? Because he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at all times. And we're not serving some weak, mamsy-pamsy type of God, amen, that just goes up on a shelf somewhere and is made out of wood or stone. But we are serving a God that is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. In Isaiah 40, this God asked, who can hold the waters in the hollow? If I wanted to waste my water, I could only get a little bit in there. But he said, who can hold the waters, all the waters, in the hollow of his hand? God can. Who can measure the vastness of the heavens with the span of his hand? I've got big hands, crooked fingers, but big hands. Amen. And they can span a lot. Amen. But the Bible says God can span the vastness of the universe just with his own hand. God can. Who can count the sands of the sea? God can. Who can weigh the earth? God can. Who is able to advise the Spirit of the Lord? Nobody can. Amen. He's all-knowing, praise God. Who knows enough to give him advice or teach him? Nobody can. for that matter, has the Lord ever needed anybody's advice? No. And he said, as great as the earth is, and as powerful it has as it as powerful it has become with all its knowledge, with all its inventions, all of that, what God can do for us, it's just a drop in the bucket. Now unto Him that is able to do, not just to say, but to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He's able. He's able. He said, I won't only tell you, I will show you. Well, they tell me never apologize, but I'm sorry. When I get talking about God and who He is, there's an excitement that builds up inside of me. I'm not just talking about Buddha or Allah or Hare Krishna or Mother Mary or St. Paul or the Pope or the Vatican, but I'm talking about my God. You don't have to claim Him, but I'm claiming Him. He's my God. He's my God. He's my God. To me, He's Adonai, my great Lord. To me, He's El Elyon, the God Most High. To me, He's Elohim, the All-Powerful One. To me, He's El Roi, the God who sees me. To me, He's El Shaddai, the All-Sufficient One. They called Him Jehovah. I am that I am. The One who is. The self-existent One. He revealed Himself as Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. My God, I want to be like Brother Greeley and just run around right now when I talk and think about who God is. He's my God. My God. My God. You think He doesn't have the power to move into your situation? You're wrong. He's Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. My. Somebody's battling with something today. I declare to you, if you'll just stop right here and raise your hands, Jehovah Jireh's in the house. You're needing things from the Lord. You're needing touch in your body. You're needing physical things. You're needing emotional things. You're needing financial things. I'm telling you, Jehovah Jireh's in the house today. The Lord will provide. Jehovah Makedeshkem is in the house, the Lord who sanctifies. Jehovah Nissi is here. The Lord is my banner. Jehovah Rapha is here. The Lord who heals.
the healer's in the house today. Jehovah Rohi, my God, I wish I had time to preach today. Jehovah Rohi is here. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Does that sound like a powerless God? Does that sound like a weak God? You think you're where you're at by accident? But the shepherd says he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, in my darkest hour, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. God Almighty is here today. I don't know what's holding you back. Take advantage of it. He's here for you today. He's here for your need today. It's all right, just worship Him for a minute. Entertain the presence of the Lord. Let the Shekinah glory flow one to another today. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Andayasha taha kayo sandayatika ha. Iti andai andai oshandai atasha hatata. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Jesus said, I'll show you, I'll work a work which you'll not believe. I'll show you. Amen, I'll show you. What can He do for us? I'm going to bring this to a conclusion here. God is ready to move in a powerful way. A man sat at a gate one day, and every day he sat out there asking people to help him. And I'm thankful for people that help. I'm thankful we can find strength from brothers and sisters. But this particular day, Peter and John came by them. And he looked on them expecting to receive. Somebody's expecting here today. Somebody needs something from the Lord this morning. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. What did he have? The power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And that same power and anointing is here today. God is here to move. He's here to touch. He's here to heal. He's here to deliver. He's here to save. He's here to baptize you with the Holy Ghost today. And He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And He took him by the hand and he leapt. Listen to me. I want to end this, Brother Greeley, if it's okay. I do have a lot more to preach, but the Holy Ghost wants to move. If you'll allow me, Brother Greeley, you and your wife come. Amen, Brother Darren, come. Sister Dyke, come. We're going to just put the music on hold for 1 minute. Amen. Do you have any other prayer warriors here in the church that pray for people? Do you have anybody here? Who are they? Just tell them to come with you right now. Prayer team, come. We're going to end this a little different today. I want you to face the congregation. Amen. I'd like for all of you to stand this morning. The first thing in receiving from the Lord. And you can ask my wife. I normally don't do this. This is not me. But I feel prompted of the Holy Ghost today. First thing you have to do before you receive from the Lord is to repent. Repentance is not a difficult thing. You don't have to say 20 Hail Marys or do this, that, or the other thing. You simply need to speak to the Lord, and I'm not going to give you any type of prayer to follow. But in your own words, you simply need to speak to the Lord and say, God, I'm sorry for the way I've lived my life. It's as easy as that. Amen. And I wonder right now if everybody across the congregation wouldn't just take a moment and just talk to the Lord. Amen. Find this place of repentance in your heart. The Holy Ghost is here to do a work in just a minute. But it's got to start with repentance. If you're needing something from the Lord today, just tell Him, God, I need You, Lord. I'm so sorry for what I've done, God. I want to do better, Lord. Amen. I want to commit myself to You, Jesus. I need You today, God. I need You in my life today, Lord. I need You, Jesus. And now what I'd like for you to do, after we've repented, I'd like for you to step out in faith. If you need the Holy Ghost, first off, if you need the Holy Ghost, don't wait. I'm not going to take a long time. Step out of your pew. Raise your hands as you're walking to this altar. Amen. And believe God will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Don't wait for anybody. Please. God wants to fill with the Holy Ghost today. Some of you need His Spirit. Amen. Step out. Come on. Come on. Step out in faith. Amen. Step out and let these people pray for you. Amen. They'll lay their hands on you. And the Bible says you shall be received. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's good. Come on, girls. There's others today. There's others. God is reaching to your heart. God is reaching to your soul. God is reaching for you today. He's saying, come to me. Come to me. I'll fill you with my Spirit. Amen. Amen. And now if you need healing today, I want you to step out of your pew and walk down here and let these prayer warriors pray with you. Raise your hands while you're coming. Believe that God is going to do what He said. It's God that's here today. Step right in front of somebody. Amen. Let them begin to pray for you. Come on. Come on. Let them begin to pray for you. Believe that God is going to do a mighty work. If you need encouragement today, come on. If you need a refilling of the Holy Ghost, come on this morning. I believe You, God. Receive it today. Receive it. Don't give up until you get what you came for. Don't walk away until God has fulfilled what you need in your life. He said, I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. You need the Holy Ghost today? Is this your mom? Or me? Does she need the Holy Ghost? Mom, do you need the Holy Ghost today? Do you want the Holy Ghost today? I believe God wants to touch you. Amen.
Let your will, God, be.
Come right up here. Let the prayer warriors pray with you. Sister Dibble, come on. Let the prayer warriors pray with you. Believe for the Holy Ghost right now. Believe for His Spirit right now. Come on. The Holy Ghost is here. Church, if you've got the Holy Ghost, I want you to join us. Come on. We need intercessors here. We need people that can gather around and the Spirit of the Lord can pray. Come on. Come on, everybody. Everybody today, amen, let the Holy Ghost move all across this auditorium this morning. Let God do what He wants to do in your life. I'll show you, He said. I'll show you. I'll show you. Come on, church, pray in the Holy Ghost today. Pray in the Holy Ghost today. Let His Spirit move through you today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God loves you. You want something from Him today? Pardon me? You want prayer? Just raise your hands. Raise your hands and tell God what you want. Come on. God, this is what I need in my life. Touch this man today, God. Minister to him, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.